The Osgood Files, sponsored by OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com. This is Dave Ross. The president says he's proved that you can cut taxes and increase revenue. Apparently, despite global warming, hell has frozen over. More after this from Charlie. Here was the president Tuesday.
Our original projection for this year's budget deficit was $423 billion. This year's deficit will actually come in at about $296 billion.
Of course they clapped, because here was clear evidence that you can cut taxes and cut the deficit. Except, the figures the president used are contradicted on a website called The Debt to the Penny, which is run by those naysayers at a place called the United States Department of the Treasury. And if you use the Treasury Department's own figures for the increase in the national debt, you find that this year's actual deficit, as of last Friday, was already $476 billion, which is $190 billion higher than the president's predicting for the whole fiscal year. The president said this proves you can cut taxes and increase revenues. What he didn't say was that his calculation includes a pile of money raked in by the taxes he didn't cut. For example, while your income tax was cut, your payroll tax was not. In fact, the payroll tax, which goes to Social Security, actually goes up each year. There's also a Medicare tax docked from your paycheck, and you pay a federal gas tax every time you fill up. Those taxes weren't cut. And even though that money is earmarked for those specific purposes, a big chunk of it isn't being spent on that. It's being used for current expenses, the biggest of which these days is democracy spreading. Of course, the government promises to pay that money back. But here's the weird part. The money the government borrows from those other funds isn't counted in the deficit. The money it borrows from China is counted in the deficit, but the money it borrows from your payroll and gas taxes is not. The president says the new deficit figures prove you can cut taxes and increase revenues.
The tax cuts we passed work.
But the Treasury Department's own figures indicate the tax cuts we didn't pass worked better. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, July 12, 2006.